In late 2019, I started getting good help from several specialists, and after many months with paperwork and phone calls, it all resulted in much of the cost for the dental job being paid for by the government. So last year, I got all the toxic tooth fillings removed, starting with the infected tooth with a root canal filling, and after that I don't have to take an afternoon nap anymore. All the mercury fillings were then carefully removed and I didn't get worse afterwards, which is very good. I know it'll take some time to detoxify the mercury that remains in my system, and I'm following the suggestions of UMS to help with the process. I am still lacking some energy and suffering from brain fog, so I will continue to search for root causes to fix. I hope to be fully recovered in a year or two. Aunt Charlotte told me that she got bouts of itching, and I knew that that was the language of the liver. Anxiety, worry, panic attacks, and itching are the liver's way of announcing that it is in trouble. In July 2022, we are going into our 7th year of UMS. Everything I have learned over these years suggests that those who take the program seriously and go through it with immense care to detail are the ones who heal the fastest. Christina has a new life. In the autumn of 2016, I found UMS. This was when Lena had just kicked off on Facebook. For me, UMS was something that immediately appealed to me in many ways. Healing the body naturally has always been something that I believed. Lena has created an incredibly good step-by-step program that is easy to follow and take part in, even for those with brain fog and cognitive impairment. Personally, medication never felt like a viable option for me, even though multiple doctors had offered me prescriptions after my diagnosis. Sometimes I accepted that they wrote a prescription for sleep medication or mood-enhancing drugs, but it was never something I even thought about picking up and using. I only agreed to avoid any confrontation. But for me, it has never felt right to nibble pills, as I believe that these, in the best case, only dampen symptoms but do not actually target the root cause. Besides, I wasn't depressed. I was extremely tired, and my body and brain weren't working, but I had the will to live and the desire to do things, even though I was sometimes despondent about my situation. So I couldn't see why I should have to eat happiness pills. I also believe that the cause can be exacerbated in the long run by taking medication to hide the symptoms that come with fatigue. Most people who have lived with fatigue for a long time have probably started looking for different solutions and alternatives that could be what helped you get healthy and become your old self again. You feel very lonely, helpless, left out, and hopeless when you have tried everything possible suggestion, but none have worked. As an exhausted person, you are stuck in your fatigue prison and often must struggle with both the healthcare system, the social insurance agency, the Swedish public employment service, your surroundings and the worst case, even your own relatives. It is a condition that cannot be seen, unlike a broken arm, so some people are less likely to believe that you are truly suffering. Even if you can be lucky and have an amazing family, like mine is, that supports you and tries to understand you, it's impossible to truly understand unless you've experienced fatigue yourself. When I was at my sickest, I couldn't read, I couldn't have long conversations without starting to slur and lose the thread. I was so immensely tired that I had to rest right after I had breakfast. Cooking was a challenge as the various steps to be coordinated were so incomprehensible and took such a toll on my brain that I often burned the food or started crying. If I went grocery shopping, I could be so exhausted for days afterwards that I couldn't bear to do anything but lie in bed. If I ran into an acquaintance at the store, I barely remembered it and absolutely could not remember what I had been talking about. After 12 o'clock every day, I started to feel like I was drunk. I started losing my balance and coordination and got dizzy. That's what life was like until I found UMS and started following the different steps in school. Then, within a few weeks, I started to feel the difference. What made me realize that I had found something that could get me out of my illness was the golden milk. I started drinking the golden milk every night, and after many weeks I realized I was starting to get my cognitive abilities back. It happened so fast that I could not believe it. The happiness when I noticed the change was unreal. I could read longer texts, remembers them, and even reproduces them to relay a message to my husband. It was amazing. So I followed UMS the fatigue school step by step for 9 months. Since the ingredients of golden milk are anti-inflammatory and brain fog is caused by inflammation in the brain, I was able to get my cognitive abilities back almost entirely. But my body was still tired, and I was limited by getting tired from physical activity. In my head, I was alert and had lots of joy, but life was still limited as my body could not cope. The fact that it was difficult to recover on my own was since I had, among other things, a heavy metal poisoning and some deficiencies of various kinds. If you follow the UMS The Fatigue School method, Course 3 teaches you that you can do an analysis to see if you have any deficiencies or if you have toxins in your body. I decided to do an analysis and the results showed that I had sky-high values of uranium in my body along with high levels of beryllium. The nutritional deficiency was since my internal organs, liver, kidneys, adrenal glands, intestines, and hormonal system could no longer function as they should, and the body simply could not absorb nutrients due to this. The various organs of the body all work together to ensure you are healthy. If even one is affected, the rest of the system is affected in various ways. Because the internal organs were so burdened with toxins, I needed help detoxifying so that my body would have a chance to heal and function normally again. That's when I decided to go to India to detoxify. After studying UMS, I realized that it is not surprising at all that so many people today suffer from fatigue. Our body ends up absorbing everything that we eat, drink, breathe, and apply on our skin. Today, most of these contain toxins, chemicals, and endocrine disruptions that our body cannot purge. These disruptors are in the air, water, food, skin care products, cleaning products, medicines, and pesticides. The list is long. One of the sections in UMS will help you make sure that you start exchanging as much as you can for non-toxic alternatives. But when you have accumulated enough toxins for many years, it may be necessary to cleanse the body of these. Now imagine that for a long time you have burdened the body with more toxins than it could get rid of. You may also live in an environment where there is mold, which puts even more strain on the body. Add to that that you live a life where there has been internal or external stress affecting you. Whether it's internal stress or external stress, it affects you both mentally and physically. There are too many straws that break the camel's back. The stress and toxins together quickly break you down and suddenly the fatigue is a part of daily life. Unfortunately, many believe that it is the stress and only the stress that is the culprit, that the fatigue is mental and that you should be able to rest to get healthy, get lighter tasks at your workplace and that 2 months of sick leave should do the trick. There are thousands of us who can attest that it is far, far from the truth of what will help a person with fatigue heal and regain themselves. How many of us have blamed ourselves for not being able to change ourselves despite 6 months of sick leave? How many of us are who have despaired in our loneliness and wondered what is wrong with us?